much of this is surviving television, because all these people have television.
Of course they do.
And how can they be surviving television and keeping still this wonderful...
I think it has something to do with the expectations. You know, you're never going to have two television sets, three cars, vacations in Miami Beach. You have a decent income, which waiters do in Italy, especially at the Logonda, and any at the Ritzy or wherever, you get well paid. And you have a way of giving the life that you've been given a certain grace,
yes,
and a certain form,
yes,
and it works. It,
yes,
just works. Coming
but
back on the boat.
Always,
yeah,
thinking with envy of someone,
oh,
else.
Oh, no. Coming back on the boat from the Metanove,
that somewhere else may not be all
with the
going.
Workers going from Murano back to Burano, joy, laughing,
yes,
talking.
Yes, I've seen it. Yes.
Yeah. Remember, we used to come back
indeed,
and there they were laughing.
Indeed, all busy with being human. Yes.
Being human.
Yes, that thing over your head, which, yeah, comes from the back of a Sicilian car, it says, "Chi invidia campa." Who lives in envy,
yeah,
dies in despair.
Yeah.
And it's this thing of always thinking you should be somewhere else. And and I'm not saying that people shouldn't be wishing for a better life.
Yeah.
Goodness knows some have terrible lives everywhere, here, everywhere. But it's to keep a sense of proportion that, all right, for a while, if you have more money, for a while, of course, you're grateful and it can be very helpful. But just thinking that that could go on making you alive forever, this is not what it is.
No.
And that, yes, who lives in envy dies in despair. Long live divine providence. That's what it says.
Way to go.
I wouldn't count on divine providence.
So we are
forever.
Going to arrange a Sunday lunch with Phyllis and you.
Be lovely.
And you.